the place where your dreams come
true. It is Brian's World.
So listen.
Coming at you, coming at you.
Closure doesn't rewind clocks. It's not that type of party. It does not get jiggy as such. It doesn't do that. It will help process some of the things that have already happened on your watch and in your lifetime, so that it can kind of cleanse that energy, if you will, to use for the rest of your journey. One of the most underrated things to me in our life is closure. Like, for me personally, and what has always made closure a struggling thing for me is that closure is, I mean, it's called closure, so obviously it's indefinite, you know what I mean? It's like literally like, bam, you're putting a kibosh on something. You're closing the door on something. You're hanging up the phone on someone. You're deleting the number of someone, you know? You're coming to an intersection of understanding that whatever it is that you may have enjoyed at one point has come to the end of the road. And you may never see this moment or feel this vibe or taste this energy again. It's something that is an overbearing thing for me to think about because of how I guess how permanent the whole thing is. Like, for me personally, that has always been my struggle with anything life-wise, and probably why I have dealt with the fear of death for a long time, and why it's something that hangs over my head is just because of how finite it is. How you know, bang, you can't come back from this. Like, this is it, you know? And I know for me, as a result of that, of wanting to keep my distance from creating situations that required that closure or whatever like that, I know for me what it does is it passively allows doors to be open to places that really shouldn't be open for me anymore. Now let's take me out of the equation and let's, you know, move on to you, you know. Without that closure, without that understanding of this door is closed, this door is locked, and this door does not need to be opened anymore. Without that understanding, and we leave that door open to whatever, even if we're not necessarily active in what's in that room, we leave that door open to all types of emotions, all types of thought processes and thought patterns, and all types of issues and things that may have haunted us in the past when dealing with, you know, that particular situation. And we never actually get a chance to grow beyond it. We never get a chance to move on beyond it, because without closure, we never move on. Without closure, that door is never ajar. Without closure, anything, any skeletons, any issues, any demons, any clouds, any tears from yesterday always have access to us when we don't seek and pursue closure in every avenue within our life. Now, I ain't no psychologist, no psychotherapist, or nothing like that. I'm just a radio personality from Peachy County, Maryland. Okay? Radio personality and author. Let me throw that in there too. from Maryland. You know what I mean? But I'm able to say that about closure because I've had so many situations where, you know, I look back on now that I'm like, wow, if I would have just sought out closure in that moment, that issue would not have bothered me for all of these years, or that person would not have had access to me for all of these years, or, you know, this job would not have had this control over me for all of these years, even though I left years ago, blah, blah, blah. Like, closure is a lot more important than I feel like we lead on. And some of us feel strong, like, some of us feel too strong for closure. I know that sounds crazy, but I'm one of those some of us. Like, just like anything else, you know, you can be too proud. You can be too proud for closure. And I think that I'm one of those people. But it is something that I am learning and I'm working on now. It's something that I'm bringing to the table for us, bringing to the podcast for us to work on and to focus on over the next couple of days. When I think about closure, I think about you know, in my life in particular, I think about relationships, but I also think about my time in Indianapolis. And you know, after this, I don't think I'm gonna mention it no more. Like I don't want to talk about Indy. I don't want to talk about Buffalo. Like I only want to talk about the future from here on out. But I will say this: on Halloween of 2016, I walked in to do my show, and you know, wasn't able to do my show. I got let go literally at 10 o'clock, and my show starts at 10 o'clock. So I was never able to, you know, get on radio, you know, one last time for them, for the city of Indianapolis. And, you know, I was really honestly never even able to, like, stay in the building much longer after that. Like, it wasn't no security or nothing to follow me out. But, you know, when you get let go, you got to go. You got to get up out of there, you know. I ain't get to walk around the building and dap people up and, you know, do my whole mayoral thing. I ain't get to do none of that, you know. And then I went home that day and, I really, you know, I tried to play it off, you know, I tried to act like it didn't bother me. I did that for a while, actually. And I kind of fell into a bit of a cocoon, if you will. And that, to me, is or was the result of not getting closure. Or put it like this, not seeking closure. Because in some situations, it ain't gonna be on other people to give us closure. It don't for me or and people like me, that's like a perfect world situation to where you don't have to be confrontational. You don't have to be like it doesn't have to ruffle any feathers. It doesn't have to be awkward. Like, but it doesn't work like that in all situations. Like sometimes we have to be the ones to seek out the closure. We have to be the ones to seek out the understanding. We have to be the ones to demand some sort of explanation for our half of the relationship or our half of the job or our half of the responsibilities or our half of whatever. We have to get closure because we deserve that explanation for our half of it. Like where are we going to go from here, you know? But because I didn't seek any type of closure in that situation, I disappeared. I disappeared. I never was able to mention people and talk to different people and, you know, just say thank you to people in Indianapolis. I mean, some people I, you know, was able to do so in the final days before I moved back to the East Coast. But, you know, it was never any, for lack of better words, it was never any ending to it. It was never an official ending. It was just more of like the rug pull from under you type thing, you know? And it's not on a radio station, or it wasn't on a radio station to give me any closure. Like, I didn't have to get on air and say, y'all, this is it for me, blah, 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 woo, woo, and try to explain myself. Sometimes that's not closure. Because, see, when I realized what I was missing over the next couple of years, I started to reach out to people individually in Indianapolis. The people that, you know, I wanted to say thank you to, the people that I just wanted to kind of remind, or not even remind them, but let them know that, like, I didn't, like, bail on y'all, you know, and because that's kind of how it was made to seem to the outside world, as if I just kind of bailed, you know what I mean, on everybody. But you know, no, I had to explain it. Like, no, like, I didn't, you know, I ain't mean to leave the city. I ain't mean to leave everybody, you know, in the midst of things. Like, I didn't mean to not show up for that Halloween trick-or-treat thing, you know, but I got let go on Halloween, you know. And I reached out, you know, over the last couple of years to kind of explain that individually to people. And what I was doing was giving myself closure, but also giving the situation closure, you know. And I felt a lot better since doing that. A lot better, you know? And it was weird to hear some of the listeners like actually be like, wow, I'm glad you reached out because, I mean, we know what happened to you. Or I'm glad you reached out because we was kind of feeling a certain way that, you know, you just kind of disappeared, you know? And that's what closure does. And I hate the fact that I took it for granted for so long because so many raw situations, so many crappy situations, actually probably could have been great situations that I would lean on today. But because of the lack of closure, because of the lack of the, you know, this is the end indefinitely type thing, this is what happened type thing, this is where we go from here type of thing, because of the lack of all of that, and you just leave all of that stuff just floating around out in the universe to be picked up and digested however anybody wants to do so in that particular day, everything is going to get misconstrued, everything is going to get taken apart, and you're going to be the one in the middle of it all, trying to find a way to grasp onto any bit of a any bit of stability possible, just looking for something to be stable, and then realizing that all it really is it's just based on an explanation at certain intersections of our lives. You know me, I subscribe to the idea that this is nothing but a journey from birth to the grave. It's nothing but a journey down a highway. But in actuality, you know, but what I'm starting to realize and what I'm starting to see is that, yeah, some of it is on a highway, but some of this, you're going to have to go on some of these back roads. You're going to have to go on some of these off roads and these mountains and stuff like that. And you, throughout this entire journey from the womb to the grave, we hit different intersections in our lives. Some of them are bad relationships that need to be explained. Some of them are jobs that you got let go from that you need to get some type of explanation, even if you can't get it from your former employer. Maybe it's about finding the explanation within yourself. When I was in Indianapolis and I got let go and I was feeling so down about it, I had to look inside myself and see that I wasn't really the best version of myself while I was in Indianapolis. And then kind of picking out the little details of what was wrong and what, you know, what didn't work out and why I should have been more like this and should have been less like that. Really picking out the little scruples and the little small little things within my personality that made my time in Indianapolis a little underwhelming. It could have been a lot better if I was a better version of myself. That's closure too. We come to those intersections in every point of our life. Everything that we do is going to have an intersection, yo. And what happens if you just fly into an intersection? You're going to get hit, or you're going to hit somebody and go to jail and sit next to somebody who's going to look at you every day. Like, who are you? Why are you here? And they're probably going to call you a nickname like Kiko or something like that. I don't know. It didn't go how I wanted it to go, but you know what I'm trying to say. We can't barrel through these intersections within our lives, man. And if you don't, hey, maybe you above this, then cool. I'm just talking to myself right now. When we come to these intersections, we have to do what traffic tells us to do, right? There's a reason why, you know, we have rules at a four-way stop. Everybody comes here, whoever got here first gets to go next. Boom. But if there were no stop signs, and if everybody could just go willy-nilly, do what they want to do, man, can you imagine the accidents that you have without having an explanation of what to do at the intersection? Can you imagine what would happen, right? If there were no stoplights. Or if every light was green. The one that annoys me the most is that flashing yellow joint. If every light was just flashing yellow, can you imagine the issues that you would have? Like, I could just, like, I live in Baltimore, shorty. We have accidents multiple times within a minute. Just cars crashing everywhere. I could just imagine if we did not have any direction at our intersections, what would happen? The same thing goes for us in our private lives. And at the base of those intersections, it's closure. It's some sort of finite direction that says, okay, I'm at this intersection, stopped at this intersection, looking to head east. Therefore, I will have to make a right at this intersection after my light turns green or after the traffic is clear, because I guess you actually can make a right on red. So after, as long as the traffic says it's okay, I'm going to make this decision to make this right, to head east because that's where I gotta go. Intersection cleared, closure gotten, moving on. And then guess what? About a quarter mile up, you know, from where you are, you're gonna have to do it again. And again. And again. At my Indianapolis intersection, I was embarrassed. You know, I was very embarrassed about being let go because, you know, ever since 2009, man, I had to drink a little bit of coffee for that part. ever since 2009, man, I have been Mr. Radio. Mr. Radio. Like, Mr. Radio or the radio man. You know what I mean? Like, that's kind of how I was looked at in college. You know, like, I was the bruz. You know, I was the one, you know, I'd be chilling. You know, I set it out, but I'd be chilling, you know? And what really was at the base of my existence, really, or my reputation, was being the cutest on the radio, you know? And what it did is created some sense of entitlement. And this is part of my closure as well. And I just figured, welcome to my therapy session. You can come in today. I'll let you come in today. But I think this is a personal, private thing. So don't get too used to it. No, but yeah, part of my closure was me understanding that I had some sense of entitlement throughout this whole journey of my career. And you know, I was the youngest one in the room pretty much all the time. You know, I literally just now got to a point in my career where there are people who are younger than me. They haven't been on radio as long as I have, but they are younger than me, you know, and I'm just now getting to that point of my career. So when I got let go from Indy, from, you know, the radio station in Indy, it was a very tough thing for me to deal with. It was very embarrassing because I had that sense of entitlement to where my ego says that I'm supposed to not get fired. My ego said that, what? You gonna let me go? You can't do that. But they did do that. So now I had to hide to save the shame of the moment, the shame of having to admit that actually, B, you're not invincible, G. They can let you go too. I remember writing that essay, which I still mean to this day. Like, you know, I really did want to leave radio. I really did. And the reason being is just because while I was at an intersection where I got fired, I also was at an intersection where I was looking at how I fit into the industry. And it was kind of weird because I kind of struggled to find parallels between me and the industry. It was a very, very tough thing for me. So I really did want to leave radio. But looking back, I can see how it frustrated a lot of people who are higher up in the industry. You know, I could see how it frustrated my mentor and some of my old bosses and colleagues who were like, wow, like, you get fired and then you just retire. That's it. You just quit, you know. But I didn't have any closure in the moment. I didn't give myself the closure of understanding the moment, you know. I took a year off from radio, which was good, which was definitely good. That helped me to find and develop that closure and understanding the faults of my time in Indianapolis, but also understanding just the moment. You see, sometimes that's another good thing of being at an intersection. It's just understanding that you just gotta wait your turn before you can turn. You just gotta wait your turn before you can go through the intersection. Ain't nobody telling you to. It's not like you pulling up to a stop sign and somebody knocking on your window like, hey, take the keys out the ignition and step out of the car. Your vehicle is no longer allowed to drive. You have to walk everywhere. Nobody says that to you at a stoplight. I mean, they might, depending on where you live at. But nobody says that to you. You know, it's just wait till your light turns green. Then you can go. You know what I mean? But sometimes without closure, without that understanding of what you're going to do at this intersection, sometimes we freak out. Like, if it's a little bit of traffic and all that, we want to hop out the car and just say, well, forget driving. Just da-da-da-da-da. Just forget it. Just forget it. And that's kind of how I was. But like I said, I needed that time away. So, you know, it worked out in the end. But initially, typing my little goodbye letter and saying that I was going to be done with radio forever, that was pre-closure. That was pre-understanding. That was processing, if you will, processing of the moment. That was kind of before all of that. It is. I did mean that, you know, 100%. But I don't think I cut and measured as many times as I should have. So it was interesting for me to, you know, fast forward 2 years after that to sit down with one of my former bosses, and they tell me, you know, how people looked at that letter, how people within the industry looked at it, you know, and kind of how they took it. And that's why closure is very important, because it ain't gonna give you your job back. It's not gonna make your relationship better than what your relationship can be. I don't know if that makes sense, but maybe you'll get that later on. And it can't correct anything in the past. Closure doesn't rewind clocks. It's not that type of party. It does not get jiggy as such. It doesn't do that. But it can help, it will help process some of the things that have already happened on your watch and in your lifetime, so that it can kind of cleanse that energy, if you will, to use for the rest of your journey, if that makes sense. That's what closure does. It helps use your journey thus far to help coordinate the journey here on out. You know what I mean? And I implore you to dive into that, to discover that. So for me, not getting that closure in Indianapolis, not being allowed to jump on the air and just say, yo, I just want to tell y'all I love y'all, thank you so much for everything, blah blah blah, woo woo. Not being able to say, hey, this is what truly happened. For me, instead of doing that, what I started to do, like I said, is reach out to people personally, even until this day, you know. And if that's what you gotta do, then that's what you gotta do. But think about those moments, think about those intersections of your life, think about those little crevices, those little cracks, if you will, those little corners that we kind of don't shine light on and just kind of hope that we move past it, but in actuality may not have gotten the closure that not only do we need, but we deserve. Think about those moments. Think about those people. Think about those relationships. Think about that job. If you had a situation that was similar to mine in Indianapolis, think about not just the job, but the people that you were serving on that job, and really see that, you know, really stop to think, like, did they get closure from not having you anymore? It helps them, but it also helps you, you know? Every bit of explanation is a beautiful thing, man. Otherwise, it's like being sick and never knowing what's wrong. I used to take it for granted. I swear I did, and that's just because of how passive and how non-confrontational I've been in my life, which is crazy, but explanation is actually a very beautiful thing, and over-explaining stuff is a lot better than not saying anything at all. You can still be stoic and explain. Understanding, understanding what situations need explanations and all of that goes a long way as well. But understanding that situations need explanations in general, that could take us to the moon. Because then we're able to get closure for those that have hurt us. Then we're able to get closure for situations that may have bothered us. Then we're able to get closure for those moments that brought us to tears. Then we're able to get closure for those moments that we failed, or that we thought we failed, but in actuality, if we look back on it, we're able to see that we gave it all I got and all that we got, and we actually succeeded because this is what we got from it. That's what closure does. Closure takes you beyond the surface. It doesn't just say, okay, this didn't work. Closure says, here's why it didn't work, but also here's why it may have actually worked, and here's what you got from it. Closure for me, it was me reaching out to people like like Terry Baptiste in Indianapolis, who is a guy who, while I was in Indy, man, like, this dude held me down. Everything I wanted to do, he made me feel like I can do it, for real. When I sold my book, and I had my book party there, he was one of the first people there. He was, you know, he bought a book, obviously. I'm sitting there signing it. He's excited about it. He's reading it in the party. Like just little things like that that just kind of made me feel good. It made me feel a lot better about my journey in Indianapolis. But then when I got let go and I wasn't able to get back on the radio and explain everything, and I kind of, this is tough to talk about. I kind of got really, you know, embarrassed and shameful, and, you know, kind of pushed me into this cocoon, if you will. Then Trump became president and life was just everything. It was just weird. Then I just popped up on the East Coast, you know, and a lot of people were looking like, wow, you moved already? Yeah. Terry was one of those people that I reached out to once I, you know, shed my tears and stuff on my parents' floor. And I finally started to process the understanding that I am no longer a radio host. Terry was one of those people that I reached out to in Indianapolis just to say thank you, man. Just to say thank you for everything, and, you know, just to kind of, you know, explain whatever was asked or what needed to be explained. But most importantly, to express the appreciation for what he did for me and for the type of person that he was for me. And then that's closure, obviously. But then the best part of it is when you do stuff like that, and then they shower you with words of appreciation as well. It just kind of make you say, wow, maybe this moment really wasn't as bad as I thought it was. The blessing didn't look the way that I thought it would look, but it's a blessing nonetheless. To the atheists, I don't know what to say about that. The good didn't look as good as I thought it looked. Oh, wait. The good didn't look how I thought it would look, but it's good nonetheless. There we go. That's for the atheists. And it's weird because now I got like this big smile on my face. So I went through the whole dance of emotions again of trying to get closure and speaking about that situation with Terry and all of that, and then how it kind of brings out another side of the dark moments of your life. Closure is just one of those things that, man, I just wish that it would just get more love. You feel me? I just wish it would just get more love, man. So think about those moments in your life, those people in your life, those intersections in your life that maybe you should revisit, maybe that you should seek an explanation or create an explanation, give an explanation, offer an explanation, not just to them, not just to the other party, but also to yourself, an explanation to the moment, an explanation of to the universe of the moment, if you will, to just, you know, kind of take you in another direction and to kind of recycle whatever negative energy that was put into that past moment that you needed closure for. Recycle that negative energy and turn it into a positive as best as you can. Not because you're trying to save the world, not because, you know, you're pushing for world peace, but literally because you are pushing for peace within yourself. Literally because you love yourself that much that you understand that sometimes explanations are warranted. You love yourself that much to know that through closure you are allowed to move on. You see, without closure you just have a building with a bunch of open windows and doors, bringing in all types of drafts and rain when it rains, snow when it snows, dumb hot when it's dumb hot. You just got a bunch of windows and doors just wide open. You, without no closures, like, you're not even able to cut on your central air unit, central heating unit, and all of that. It's like you're always susceptible to the wilds of the atmosphere without closure.
Don't go nowhere, I'm coming to see you. And y'all don't want no problems.
It's Brian's World Live.